Thank you. Can you hear me?
You got your thing on? Yep, it's on.
Can you hear me now? Can, Bree, is it okay?
Yes.
Just like, not tired, it seems. I promise that I offered the torture from last week. I will spare you today. Not only, we have to do a little work on the difficult cases as well, but we start with a case that is nice and easy. You know what it is because I wrote it to everybody. No? It's in number 5. The beginning. I got scolded heavily that I'm not patient enough to wait until you have found it. But I have to admit, for some, it takes a long time until you find number 5. And what I played right now is the end of the solo of the soprano. And that leads you to D major. And that is not a duplicate entrance. Very slow quarter notes. The color of your silver doesn't matter. Now. Yes, very good. And the alto, you have the most important line. Do you know what twist is?
Twist, and this is consolation, what we are talking about.
Once more. Soprano alto. Quint is missing, and. The T on your rest, please. A little faster, and tenors at the beginning. No, the altos. Those eighth notes are important. It's not just quarter notes. In this case, all of a sudden you have the eighth note. It's not just by chance Brahms wrote that. He wants that there. Insist on those eighth notes. They are important.
Last time.
Now. It's one line, and you are aiming for which word?
Morto.
That is what you are aiming for. Close to the end. Everybody with words? 1, 2, 3. Not just just hold the nota, even if you make a little bit of a crescendo on the G before you move, go back to the G sharp. Insist on the G as contrast to what everybody else thinks. Very good. And keep on. Now, let's do it one last time, because I would like to correct something. It's not Thursday, it's Thursday. Not quite as, but take it back. One last time. Now. That must mean something. I didn't think about that. But wherever, don't put it someplace and put it on the rest. You up the quarter note, and the apple is also up the quarter note. So that it's exact there, so that's someplace on the rest. Last part. Next beginning. That high enough, okay, because of the way it goes on, let's begin once more from the beginning. La, 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 la. And slightly faster, you are playing a little. One, two, three. Beginning. And that was a slow one. That's okay. Thanks for playing your way. Please put a little straw on it. That is an important word. Okay. Pick up to 24. Pick up to 34. Now. Say on the rest. Yes. The next part. And beginning for best intention, or B natural major. And the soprano leads you there. I would start already there thinking in B major, B natural major. And you have this beginning. That's the only time I do that. Now it's your turn. And now. Yeah, that's the moment where you have to start. Am I clear? Is it clear to everybody where I am?
Well, you're playing some music we don't have written, so that's clear.
Oh, good to let me know. Well, I see that more and more of you have piano reductions. That would be very helpful if you had that. I know. Yeah, there are a lot of you have that, and that's easier for you. I start again in measure 33. Let us be natural. And from thee we take your beginning. And the sopranos. And now with the next chord, there is no two star. Da dee da 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 dee da da. That's the eighth note. Okay. One, two, three, and. Yes, even if the bass is even if you have that root there, don't press on it. It's, okay, without the connection, the Tennyson basses, and so far as prepared, you have a minor third. You would like to start like that, with that. What are for that? Tenor bass. One, two, and. And if you ever hear music, the word thirsty, the altos listen. When Brahms goes to the E, this interval is so much of a consolation. That's, yeah, tenor and basses. Now. Yes, basses, well, we have a very clear, not basses only. There. It's a little bit not what you expect there. Four parts, tenor, bass, start. There's a little bit of pressure, you know? And please dare to make a point of what you are talking. Ich will euch trösten. Ich will euch trösten. Look at the last year. Nach Europa. Or last time. Three. Now.
Ich will euch trösten.
Yeah, don't go not too early. Okay, very good. The next beginning is. That top note in the soprano is an A. So that is your note. It comes it comes a little bit unexpectedly, but that's what it is. You know, and Brahms is friendly enough for the tenor to have the lower or the higher end, whatever you want to pick. So it's okay. Try one, two, three, on down. And down. Good. Good, Arthur. To 44, and again, the alto is the most important part. You are tempted to sing, but it's take care of that, please.
Again, the most expressive line is in the alto. Tenor bass. And. Good, let's go on and we will repeat it a few times. In Irish measure 62. Did I wait long enough until you found 62?
62?
Yeah. What did I say, 62? That is what the soprano sings. In the meantime, the basses, no, tenors have long starters. And if you think a little about what's going on, that's an enlargement of what the soprano just said. We have the double note inverted for that. And you get that note from the soprano, soprano measure 61. Pick up on the next line in the soprano is in B natural, and that is your note. Try it, you can do it. I'm at 61. Back to measure 65. Measure 65. Basses only. Don't need to sing the words. Sing the right notes. Basses. Three. Four. One.
Thank you.
give it another try, please. Starting with the C sharp for that is really. And I'm not going to play for you. Basically, now. Let's have the basis once more, 71, pick up to 72. Basis, yes. Prepare to sing a fifth, which you do not want to sing. You want to sing the fourth or whatever. It's a fifth. The next time you are not going to do way again. Tell us. 62. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And if I, of course, because I'm insulted that somebody admonished me to wait until you find it, if I wait too long, let me know. Do you have a tenor?
Yes.
Wonderful. That is so dumb. Tell us. Wait. No. Very good. And no one flat or so. Very good. A little bit more courage. It says piano and pianissimo, but just to practice it, sing a little stronger. Very good. Atos. When I sing one part, one section, the others are allowed to hum the notes all the time. Two or two. Atos. Now. Now, in this part where we are now, think, but sing. There's a trick on there. No, not this part. Very good. Somebody has a difficulty saying Mutter. Ich will euch trösten, wie einen seine Mutter tröstet. There are some songs that are not right. I will not have this to be the Sopranos by themselves. Everybody, please, version 62. I love the way you are disciplined and not talking. That's great. Because it costs quite some concentration. Tenor. Now. Thank you. Very good. Can we start? Pick up 272. Pick up 272. If you can't understand what they say, just ask for a second. Wait. Pick up to 72. And. Can we have the altos from measure 70, 71. Altos only 71, please. Wait, that's E, F. I told you it's very easy. I am in measure 17. Measure 17. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay, good. We do that every time now when I interrupt, and we every time ask, do you have it? I will not. That is your note. Start from there now. Ja, may I misuse you? Darf ich dich missbrauchen? Für die Sopranen, diese Sopranlinie zu spielen?
Ja.
Damit wir die Übergänge gut kriegen, ohne dass ich das nicht brauche. Hahaha. Jetzt brauchen wir Sopranen und können wir was tun. Thank you. Oh, does this help? We do it once more. Somebody, it sounded beautiful in the alto, and everybody, try everybody on the instrument. Disregard piano, pianissimo. Bring yourself a short cup for it. Okay, we can afford to go back to measure 17. Thank you very much. Elvis, please push the connected G. almost out of breath. Take a breath in between so that we are back a little stronger. That's all right. We start in 17 on one hand. And sopranos again make on the D before the ta da da before the drum, make that a little stronger, the crescendo on that. That would be alpha because that has to go against what everybody else does. Once more, 17, great, wonderful. Yeah. Now, that's 31 in the middle. One. Three. One. Three. Four. One. Two. Three. Four. Tristan, sing it, but so quietly that it just says, Tristan, says, Tristan. It has to be there, but please take it easy. Very good. Each hour at the client side, you're 41, und habe großen. In measure 44.
Thank you.
In order to get that F. what I did when I was prepared for that, you heard from here from the soprano, Ida, can you play the Große? Oh, yeah. Yes. No. That is the da da, and from the da 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 da, very slowly, so that you can follow me. And then it's your on und habe großen, ganz langsam. Just to make sure. Yeah, it's. What? I am not your fish. Yeah, it has to be natural.
It's. Yeah, what?
Same, exactly. Okay, let's sing one more. Same spot. Now. Die letzte Note. Yes. Da, da, da. Can you hear that? That tenors, altos, tenoras and tenors. Once more, same spot. Ich habe mir eine Woche gesagt, dass wir das haben möchten. Und dass es Zeit hat, das zu üben. I mean that. Let's have the tuning fork first. Measure 72 pickup. I hope that Jörg is not contradicting. But I have had the experience, if you work with a piano, you are ripping your intonation. That is the reason why I usually don't use it.
to this, it was very helpful, but try not to get spoiled. Basis, pick up to 72. Da, 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 da. Tenor. Oh, big stand. It can be da da da. It can be really so very good. Tennis only. Da 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 da. Pick up 272 and. Did a great job catching the high A up there. Could you please sing that the tenoras? Could you please sing that a little stronger for the big for the tenors? That is so hard. Tenor and bass together. Intonation is great. Who's it? Pick up the 72 and. Can't you find the measures? No, help them. Oh, do you have hint of it or? Well, that was quite resistant. I would like to have the altos only. And the tenors and basses, bring them on the right path. Bring them on the right path. Pick up to 70. Tenors. And basses. When they start to get out. Hey. For the first time, there's a. I shouldn't be so nasty. I'll show you. 72 for the first time. These tenors and basses help the altos to start, and when they start, get out of it. Now. Altos. One. Good. I would like to have measure 72 with pickup. Everybody. It stays wonderfully in pickup on pitch. Three. Yes, very good. Now, this was so wonderful. Can we do that once more for the whole piece? Thank you. Please get up and do the whole piece. I'm not here. You do that from down. And I'm not going to do anything. He wants to do the whole part, and he is well. Lichter.
Okay, this
Okay, that was the fun part, now get to get to work. Number three. To get in the new network, it's in two. It's not hair, it's hell. You don't need to see hell anymore. Hell, hell. Say it.
Hell.
You don't need to repeat it. That was wonderful. Here, it's hell, but it's not Leben, it's Leben. German is not the easiest to pronounce. Hell, Leben doch nicht. Just see it, and try to, from time to time, give me a little peek so that I can show something. Beginning and. Enough time? Yes. Enough time?
Good.
It has to be that high. The ending of that is
6 is a G major. And then following is a with a 6 in the bass. Got it? Okay, once more for 56. Measure 54. From there, what's wrong? Wrong. Now, 1, 2, now. In 62. Now take your time. Think, plan how you are going to get there. What I would do, I will tell you. The A, I would go to the E, which is the fourth of the A chord. Take that as a leading note to the F. That's what I do. For the alto, it's easy. Do you have a C sharp? Half step up, octave down. And there you have your entrance. Tenors, you have A. The fifth. Just the octave down and then the fifth. No problem. Bass is C sharp. A major and just the root. I play measure 62. Ah, shoot. Bass. And you sing your new chord. Now. Chord in 62. Make your plan. And there. Altos have that. What's wrong? What happens to the alto would be like this. Do you have a C sharp? And I think what's wrong? That is 62. No. That's just plain flat, the D. Yeah, it's just
it wasn't flat, it's the wrong note. Yeah.
Okay, can we agree it's not flat, it's not the wrong note, it's very flat. Can we agree on that? So, sing it quietly until you get yourself put into the situation of the D. Listen first, same thing. That's the chord. Altos only. It could still be a little higher. But good night. Everybody? Now. It's not that hard. And then comes the D. One last try. Then. Now. Seems to be very hard to have the pitch there high enough. But it only seems that way. Measure 55, 56. Deep. It's under quarter and quarter rest, yes. But I'm in measures 50, 56. Why? Impossible. Tenor? No, harmony. 81. The E against the D in the alto. Alto, soprano. Now! And he ends on a D. So for the soprano, no problem. Altos. If you think the A and sing the leading note there, then you have it. Tenors and minor third from the D. Bass is no problem. I'm in measure 90 on one. Also, soprano. Just a little I go this. And then I have it. Tenors from D. Very good. That is measure 90 on 1. Now. Yeah, fun. Short time, then we are just the beginning of the fugue. That is measure 144. So first, just to remind you, easy. Then, very good. Okay. Let us try that very slowly. Beginning basses. 1 and 2 and 1. Same spot where we start. That's measure 144. Even more slowly, please. Just this tempo. 1. Tenor. Soprano. Alto. And while you are there on that key, please already think out, because that is your new beginning. And that is very tricky. Okay, basses. 1 and 3, 4, 1. More slowly. Has to sound right, not beautiful. In that tempo, you cannot do that beautiful. You have to do it slowly. Ah. 1. Woo! very, very hard part of it right now. Only takes short pieces. So we repeated this, and now we are going to have a break. Finally.
You know we have the fundraiser coming up in
March. Let Marianne talk, please.
We have the